It's that time of year, and of course, people would like to make sure that wherever their loved ones are, they are in contact with them. People coming home for the holidays, some on their own, some with a little help from a friend. So let me do this. I like Turo and Dennis Chambers. A little drummer boy, it sounds, you know. Doom do doom do 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 scooby do do do. Alright, so let me do this. And then let me do this. It's luck and chance time here. Good afternoon. I'm trying to find Maria Louise Price Trotman, please.
Hold for transfer.
Thank you very much.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Is this Maria Louise?
It is Maria
Louise. That's a rather interesting name. Good afternoon. And how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Lady with a double-barreled first name and a double-barreled last name. That's a lot of writing. When you signed your name, I mean, you know, you take up half the page.
Yes, I've heard that.
What does the back of your ID card look like? You know, see other side for continuation. May you ask who's calling? After all that, you know, we're having this engaging conversation and you don't know who it is?
I don't, sorry.
Well, you know, I'm not a very well-known person at all, actually. Very few people know who I am. My name is Santa Claus, so I've come to put another last name to yours, so you'll be Maria Louise Price Trotman Claus.
Okay then. Now I'm intrigued.
And you have no idea who this is, huh?
No, tell me your name at least.
I just told you. Just call me Santa. We could be good friends.
Santa Claus.
Yeah, every year this time I come around.
Starcom?
You have a Santa at Starcom? You have a Santa at Starcom?
No, seriously. Have I won?
Have you won what?
Oh my God.
I mean, I don't understand. What else do you want to win?
Oh my God.
You married, graduated from Bible school, birth of child. I mean, what else do you want? You want swaddling clothes and manger and a star in the east? That happened already. I mean, come on. Come on.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah. Anyone around with smelling salts, alkalada? Is there anybody close to you with a fan? You know, oxygen? Do you need anything? Can I send you reindeer
Oh my goodness.
Good afternoon. I'll try again.
Good afternoon.
Why do you think this is dark, huh?
Because, you know, it now sounds like somebody on the radio.
Sounds like a voice on the radio. I have to put on my radio voice. Okay. Well, good afternoon. My name is Dennis Johnson. I am calling you from Starcom, aren't we? And I'm calling to tell you that while you wrote an interesting letter, you know, it's kind of up in the air. No, it's all right. I am calling to tell you that we were impressed with your letter, really. And you still have the phone in your ear, or you dropped it? I wish you people wouldn't do this to me. I have a strong voice, but I really have a soft heart, you know. Julie, you will have to talk for a while.
Dennis, this happens to Dennis every year. Maria.
Yes, please.
Maria, you know that yes, we spoke please. And we, you know, I was asking you for some information and I told you that I was going to call you back.
Yes.
So now I'm calling you back for all the world to hear. That we are bringing your mother home for the holidays. We're so happy that we can do this for you. I know it's a very emotional time. We haven't seen her in a long, long time. So we're going to be at the airport with you guys when she comes in. And we're going to be very happy to see that reunion.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. So very welcome.
I'm trying to pull myself together. And,
well, Dennis composes himself.
I have to stop this, but I want to tell you, I am sure it will be rather...
Definitely, yep.
A rather emotional reunion.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Now, there is a line here I have to put in, right? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You say you have no pictures of your mom and the children together.
No, I don't.
Well, how old are the children? Okay, well, I know the 8-year-old may be able to behave, but, you know, 5-year-olds kind of get jittery and, yeah. So make sure that in between the warm hugs and the kisses, you actually get a chance to see the faces, right? Because those memories, while they live in your heart, it's good every once in a while to have it up on the, you know, somewhere on the shelf where you can look
to
at it.
See it, yes.
And, it's going to be a great Christmas. Trust me on that one.
There'll
be stars in the east on, you know, on some other occasion. But on this occasion, I'm sure there'll be joy in your heart.
Thank you so
You're
much.
You're so welcome.
The pleasure was all mine, even through the tears, okay? And don't do that on air again. I kind of break up on air.
You have me on air.
That's why I told you, live on air.
Live on
thousands
air.
Of people can't hear you.
Complete with tears running down my cheek and Julie looking at me kind of weird. Anyway. Look, every once in a while, I talk about the fact that, you know, those who are missing, those who are not there for Christmas and how you feel the joy of the moment, but there's this emptiness that says, I wish. And it's the joy of making sure that we can bring these dreams to fruition that makes what I do very special.
Thank you so much.
The pleasure was all ours. And we look forward to seeing you on the airport, okay?
Yeah, so Maria,
and,
I'll give you a call.
Walk with a large towel. Because handkerchiefs not going to hold those tears,
tissue's
okay?
Tissue's not going to work.
No. A large towel. We'll see if we can find a sponsor, you know, with a big towel that says, cry here.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations, my dear. Mom's coming home for the holidays.
Thank you.
You're welcome.